Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Nun Tes. So the Gemara, among discussing many different brachas that you make on seeing different things that were created in the Bria, the Gemara says around two-thirds of the way down on Amar Aleph, V'amar Rebbe Alexandri, Amar Rebbe Yishua ben Levi, Arayas HaKeshes Ba'anan, Tzarech Sheyipal Al Panav. Someone who sees a rainbow in the clouds, he must fall on his face. Shenemar Kemare HaKeshes Hasher Yiyah Ba'anan, like the appearance of a rainbow that you'll see in the clouds. Va'ere va'epoil alpanai, I will fall on my face. Continues the Gemara, layet alo b'marava. In my Rava, they cursed this memra. Mishum demechzi command, esagad l'kashta. It seems, and it appears, that you're bowing down to a rainbow. Avo bruche vade mevarech, but you definitely still will make a bracha. My mevarech, baruch zecher habris. We're giving a bracha, we're thanking Hashem for remembering the bris that was made in the times of Noach after the Mabel. And the Gemara continues, "B'masnisa tana, Rabbi Shmuel, b'noish Rabbi Yechna, b'mbroika emer, neman b'brisai v'kayim b'ma'amorai." Hashem is neman b'brisai, he's trusted with his bris, and kayim b'ma'amorai, and he heeds his words, he honors his words, and he does what he says he's going to do. Amar Rav Papa, hilkach nirminu l'tavayu, therefore, you should say both, Baruch Zecher Abris, V'neman, B'brisai, V'kayam, B'ma'amorai. When you make the bracha, you should say these three things as part of the bracha on a rainbow. Zecher Habris, Neman, B'brisai, and Kayam, B'ma'amorai. Now, what are these three different components that we have in the bracha on the rainbow? So, the Netziv, in his Sefer HaMikdavar, in Parshas Noach, says, there are three different types of rainbows that it's possible to see. And with that, he goes and explains beautifully the psukim in Parshas Noach. It's all in Perek Tes. It starts in Pasuk Yudalit, V'hoya ba'anani anon ala oretz, v'nirasa akeshes ba'anon. The mashmois, it would seem, of the word v'nirasa, is that it is seen very, very, very quickly, and it gets covered over right away. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. The pasuk continues, "V'zocharti es brisi asher beini ubeinechem ubein kol nefesh chayu b'chol basar." The Netziv explains that when a person sees a rainbow very, very quickly, it comes in and then it goes out. That's a siman that the rain was not coming at all for bracha. Hashem was bringing a rainstorm to flood the world, and there should be a mabul, rachmana litzlan. However, the pasuk continues, "Layia oid hamayim mabul l'shaches kol basar." Hashem promised that there will not be a mabul to destroy kol basar, explains the Netziv. However, there could be a tremendous rainstorm that will destroy property and people and animals, but it won't destroy the whole world. And that's the nusach of the bracha, Zecher HaBris. Hashem remembers the bris that he made, that he won't bring a mabul that will destroy the world. But the pasuk continues, V'hoysa hakeshes ba'anan. What does that mean, V'hoysa hakeshes ba'anan? There will be a rainbow, a type of rainbow that won't be the nirasa. It won't just seem to appear and go away. This keshes will stick around for a while. And he says that this type of rainbow is some sort of mixture between the rays of the sun and the clouds coming together. Then Hashem is telling us that not only will I not bring a mabul to destroy the world, continues the pasuk, Uri isiha lizkar bris olam, bein elekim ubein kol nefesh chai. Elekim, the Netziv explains, although we know that elekim is used for midas hadin, we also know, and he explains in many places, that elekim is used for hashkacha pratis, that Hashem is mashkiach on every prat of the world. And I think that's the explanation when we say Hashem Elekeinu. We say that Elekeinu means that's the lashon of Elokai, that Hashem is a takif, a bala yecholus, a bala kechis kulam. He's mashkiach, befrat, every thing that goes on in the world. And that's a bracha, that Hashem watches over us and controls and makes sure that everything is running exactly the way it's supposed to. And that's the nusach of the bracha, the second part of the bracha, the neman b'brisai. Neman. Hashem is a Neman. He's trusted. L'shalim schar. We say many places. Ani Hashem means Neman l'shalim schar. Rashi brings it in many places. That Hashem is a Neman l'shalim schar. So we have Zecher HaBris is going on the bris. That when there's a type of rainbow that comes in and goes out quickly, Zecher HaBris. Hashem says, I remember the bris that I made with Lech that I will not destroy the world. Then you have a Neman b'brisai. And that's talking about a rainbow that a person sees that sticks around for longer. And Hashem says, I'm Neman l'shalim schar. I'm Neman to be a mashkiach and be someone who oversees every prat and every action that happens in the world. And then the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elokim l'noach, Zois ois habris, asher hakimaisi beini, ubein kol basar asher al haaretz. The Nitziv explains, the pasuk continues that Noach was worried. How do I know that when it starts pouring rain and I didn't see a rainbow, does that mean that now Hashem is going to destroy the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, even if there won't be an ice, you won't see me showing you the sign. The fact that you're seeing, I'm showing you a rainbow now to let you know, this is your private rainbow that I'm showing you now, that you should know that I will keep my word even if you don't see a rainbow. There will never be a hashchasa of the whole world. And that's the nusach of the bracha of a kayim b'ma'amaris. You have all three things. You have zecher habris, which is going on, a rainbow that comes very quickly, in and out. And you have neman b'brisai, that's a rainbow that sticks around for longer. And that's a rainbow that could be a siman toiv, the Nitziv explains. Then you have a kayim b'ma'amaris, even if you're not going to see a rainbow and it's pouring, and there's this chashash that perhaps Hashem is not showing us that He remembers not to destroy the world. No, Kaim Mamorai, He will not destroy the world. And there are many Mefarshim that struggle with the question of a Gemara, I believe in Chagiga, that says that someone who looks at a rainbow, his eyes will become weak. So how can you look at the rainbow and make the bracha? So the Rishayim say he's looking at it quickly, but perhaps there are two different types of rainbows that a person could see. There's a rainbow that if you look at it, it might make your eyes weak, and that's a rainbow that's a siman ra. It's not a good sign. That might be the one that comes in and out very quickly. However, the one that sticks around for longer, that's the one that possibly is a siman toiv. And a person makes, and any rainbow that he sees, the bracha, including all three different types of rainbows, zecher habris, v'neman b'brisai, v'kayim b'ma'amaroi. Have a wonderful day.